Welcome to this recording for Hormonal Balance. This is Aratima. This MP3 is energetically encoded right from the start. In order to receive the highest benefit, I invite you to give over this entire healing to your higher self, your higher intelligence, to sort and sequence the healing for your highest good. Also, with your permission, let's remove any unwelcome resistance and fears that block you from receiving the highest benefit of this session. Let's start. Breathe deeply into your belly and expand and breathe out. Keep breathing deeply as you see a golden liquid light above your head. Let it flow down and breathe into your body. Let the light flow down all the way through your legs and your feet out into the earth. Let's open and activate your central core line that runs to the middle of your body and connects you to the crystalline grid of the new earth. Relax your attention to the center of your being and remain in a receptive state. We are asking for the healing of known and unknown causes and all information pathways to be corrected. The healing is taking place in soul, body, and mind, all layers of consciousness, DNA, ancestral lineage, your soul, past, present, parallel, future lives, and so it is. Let's start with the repairs of receptors of the hormone oxytocin, which is a love hormone and helps us to feel good, grateful, and open-hearted. And allowing oxytocin levels to be produced to a balanced degree for you. We're going to do the same thing for the endorphin receptors to repair the endings and increase and balance the endorphin levels in your body. The same thing for the dopamine receptors, repair and balance the dopamine levels to your healthy degree. Oxytocin, endorphin, and dopamine are now at their optimum level. The cortisol levels, we're going to ask them to reduce. Mostly they are too high, or whatever degree they have to be for you that are healthy and health inducing for your whole body. Serotonin receptors, let's ask for some repair. Increasing serotonin levels, if they're too low, balancing them for your optimum level. We're going to ask for the pituitary front portion and the back portion of the gland to come to its proper healthy state. Through your higher self, through your higher guidance, to orchestrate optimum hormonal levels for the entire body, for all the other glands. there's a fine balance between diminishing hormones and increasing hormones. And that's the interplay of the front and the back energetic aspect of the pituitary gland that does that. Good, we're going to work with the pineal gland now. That's related to the third eye, and remove any crystallization there, any toxicity, in a gently way and a neutralizing way, allowing that pineal gland now to connect directly to your higher self, to the light within. And all interplaying in a very balanced way with the hypothalamus. And the glands that are orchestrated and relating to the hypothalamus in the body. So we're going to ask for the appropriate amount of oxytocin to be released in accordance to stress of inner and outer reasons. There's an axis between the pituitary gland and the nervous system via the hypothalamus that releases oxytocin to reduce your stress levels. The pituitary gland also releases the growth hormones. It helps to regulate body composition, body fluids, muscle, bone growth, sugar and fat metabolism. Also releases follicle stimulating hormones that regulate certain aspects of puberty and reproduction, including production of sperm and release of eggs from the ovaries. The water balance and blood pressure. The pituitary gland stores an antidiuretic hormone known as vasopressin. That's made by the hypothalamus and regulates your water balance and blood pressure. We're going to ask that for the best production of that hormone for you. Now we're going to come to the thyroid. The thyroid releases hormones that stimulate the thyroid when an imbalance is detected. And then thyroid causes the thyroid to release hormones into the body that regulate your temperature and metabolism. It's going to ask us to balance to optimum thyroid function for you. The adrenals again, making proper levels of cortisol. And the ovaries and testis stimulation, proper stimulation of sex hormones. And lactation, if necessary. Or in the future when you need it. The pineal gland also does the circadian rhythm, besides regulating also the reproductive hormones. It's involved with that as well. So we're going to ask for the proper release of melatonin. Thank you. we're going to come to the thymus. That's part of your immune system. Your thymus has to have the proper recognition of what's good or bad for you, the ability to relate what to let in and what to block out. So proper maturation of T cells, the right numbers, proper responses. Your pancreas has a few different functions that really relate to sugar balance and salt balance. Insulin receptors, heal them, activate them if they're not functioning right. And allowing the pancreas to restore proper responses to the blood sugar level in your blood. So I'm going to ask again all the hormonal glands to interconnect and interrelate. Everything is connected. Everything has to know what's going on in order to produce a very, very profound and deep health. So the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, your thyroid, your thymus, your pancreas, your adrenals, your ovaries, testes. And allowing them to be completely aligned and harmonized with your divine blueprint. Allowing yourself to be rejuvenated. And filled with the levels of oxytocin, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, and cortisol that are supporting your highest expression and health. Also asking your body to detect false hormones that come through environmental toxins that sometimes block the receptors. We want to remove those. Ask them to neutralize and heighten the intelligence of your body to recognize what is not good for you. Simply ignore it. And receiving this information from the deep grounding that you have with the new earth and guidance from your higher self, allowing yourself to be informed, just have a gut feeling, be just knowing what's good for you, what to stay away from at any given time. So slowly now take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to come back and stretch and you're ready to go on with your day.